contradictions, corrections, errors, and controversy. Unfortunately, the great majority of Mormons are in almost total ignorance of the shady historical and theological sources of their religion. And that's not a moral jab at them. They are openly shocked at times when the unglamorous and definitely unchristian background of the Mormon Church is revealed to them. First, we can look at Joseph Smith. Here's a few statements made by him. "No man knows my history." This caused endless suspicion by Mormon and non-Mormon historians who researched his background and found dozens of improprieties ranging from occult, peepstone gazing, treasure digging, adultery before the plural marriage or polygamy prophecy, and financial schemes. Another statement by Joseph Smith, "The Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth." This has been amply refuted by both honest Mormon scholars and Christian apologists. And a third quote, "I have more to boast of than ever any man had. I am the only man that has ever been able to keep a whole church together since the days of Adam. A large majority of the whole have stood by me. Neither Paul, Peter, nor Jesus ever did it. I boast that no man ever did such work as I. The followers of Jesus ran away from him, but the Latter-day Saints never ran away from me yet." Now, that's a pretty bold statement. He says that he is able to do something that Jesus has not been able to do. Okay, the second controversy is polygamy. Smith allegedly received well over 135 direct revelations between 1831 and 1844, one of which was polygamy. The U.S. government threatened complete dissolution as well as to confiscate all Mormon property in order to stamp out the practice, including requiring the state of Utah to put in its state constitution that polygamy was illegal in order to join the Union. That's how rampant it was out in Utah when the Mormons got there. Many sects still practice polygamy underground, mostly out west and in Mexico. It most recently came to light in 2011 with the trial, conviction, and imprisonment of the Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints leader Warren Jeffs. And I think that there is a documentary you can watch on that. I think I remember Grace and I watching that. One of Joseph Smith's former assistants, John C. Bennett, exposed his practice of polygamy in Nauvoo, Illinois, and the Nauvoo Expositor published it in its June 7, 1844 issue. Then General Smith, as he was called at the time, was furious and ordered the destruction of the press, which caused a riot. The state of Illinois intervened and ordered Smith's arrest for starting a riot. General Smith called the Nauvoo Legion militia to resist it, which action brought the charge of treason to the governor's arrest warrant against him. He and his brother surrendered, were put in jail, and a mob of 200 people stormed the Carthage jail and brutally murdered Smith and his brother Hiram. That's quite the controversy. People didn't want polygamy around, they were doing it, and the full force of the society at the time came down upon them. Next is persecution. A Campbellite preacher named Sidney Rigdon converted to Mormonism in September 1830, later to be excommunicated for apostasy. He wrote, delivered, and the church published a sermon on Independence Day, 1838, challenging the whole state of Missouri to do pitched battle with the saints that he called a war of extermination against their enemies. Now, as you can imagine, this offended Missourians and led to the 1838 Mormon War. They were persecuted and expelled from Missouri. Sidney and Smith were victims of a tar and feathering and kicked out of Jackson County, Missouri. And then there's something called the Mountain View Massacre. The Mormons viewed Salt Lake City, Utah, as their divinely given land to be theirs, and Brigham Young wanted to control it all. And in September 1857, Brigham Young gave an order to kill a wagon train of 120 unarmed immigrants carried out by John D. Lee. In an effort to appease the citizens of the United States, because Utah was not yet a state, Lee became the church's scapegoat. The church excommunicated him, and he was executed by a U.S. government firing squad on March 23, 1877, while sitting on the edge of his coffin at the massacre's location. Okay, sex. Well over 100 restoration, as they call themselves, churches claim that Joseph Smith, his first vision, and the Book of Mormon is their foundation. Most of their differences concern Smith's later teachings and actions and revelations following the Book of Mormon. So there's many different sects out there. I think the most popular one I know of is the fundamentalist ones. There are more liberal ones. There are some that claim that the original site of the Garden of Eden or where Jesus is going to return is a different place than others. So there's quite the diversity amongst the Mormons. The next controversy is racism. The Lamanites, which are a people that came over the sea in a boat and landed in the Americas, supposedly, received a curse because of their evil deeds, and the curse took the form of dark skin, and they became the American Indians. The God of Mormonism elevates white races as supreme and demeaned both Africans and Native Americans by calling them unrighteous. In 2 Nephi 5:21, it says they were white and exceedingly fair and delightsome, that they might not be enticing unto my people, the Lord God did cause a skin of blackness to come upon them. Racism concerning Africans occurs in the Pearl of Great Price, the Book of Moses, and the Book of Abraham. Moses 7:8 says, "For behold, the Lord shall curse the land with much heat, and the barrenness thereof shall go forth forever. And there was a blackness came upon all the children of Canaan, that they were despised among the people." And the Book of Moses, in the Pearl of Great Price, records that Cain, the first murderer, was a progenitor of the Negro race, his black skin being the result of a curse by God. On this basis, the Mormons avoided and ignored blacks for years in their missionary work, believing that pre-existent souls, which were considered less than valiant in the war in heaven between Christ and Satan, were punished by being assigned to black bodies during their mortality. And finally, the Book of Mormon itself. The Book of Mormon has nearly 4,000 changes since 1830. It was founded upon the authority of three witnesses who swear the revelation happened and is true. None of the three ever saw the tablets that Smith translated from. By 1833, all three of these so-called witnesses had apostatized, and the Book of Mormon clearly, severely plagiarizes the King James Bible thousands of times.